USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two states hold primaries yesterday, and in Florida, Democrat Andrew Gillum became the first African-American nominee for governor of that state. In a shocking upset, the Tallahassee mayor narrowly defeats former Congressman Gwen Graham in a Democratic primary. Gillum will face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis now. Arizona will have its first woman U.S. Senator come November, Congresswoman Martha McSally easily winning a three-way battle for the Republican nomination to succeed retiring Senator Jeff Flake. And she remembered the late Arizona Senator John McCain in her remarks.
I am forever grateful to have had the chance to know him, to learn from him, and even to work with him on saving the A-10 Warthog.
She'll face Democratic Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who won in a landslide for her party's nomination. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A new report says Hurricane Maria actually killed thousands more people on Puerto Rico than the federal government has said.
Hurricane Maria caused an estimated 2,975 deaths in Puerto Rico after the storm slammed into the island last September. Researchers estimate nearly 3,000 people died during the 6 months after the hurricane hit. The government said the death toll initially was only 64. I'm Wendy King.
Senator John McCain's body will lie in state at the Arizona State Capitol today on what would have been his 82nd birthday. The doors to open for the public to pay their respects starting at 2 p.m. local time. The Arizona Republican died on Saturday. A new study says 4 in 10 Americans are struggling to pay their basic needs. The report from the Urban Institute says nearly half American households have trouble paying for groceries and housing. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Today's the day a giant asteroid, roughly the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid, is to shoot past our planet. It's going to pass us by at a distance of about 3 million miles. Scientists say that is a rather close call by space standards, but they say it's still pretty far off and there's no need to worry about it hitting the Earth. Mexico is going to pay for the wall at the southern border. At least President Trump is insisting it will, making the claim again yesterday during a White House photo op.
Yeah, the wall will be paid for very easily by Mexico. It'll ultimately be paid for by Mexico.
It comes a day after the president announced a big new trade deal with Mexico. In a statement, though, Mexico's foreign affairs minister said his nation will, quote, never pay for a wall on America's southern border. Two people are dead at Walt Disney World in Florida after a fatal construction accident early today. Orange County Fire and Rescue tweeting that workers at a hotel under construction were on a scaffold between the 6th and 7th floors when it gave way. The two workers falling to their deaths, a third worker hung on and was able to climb to safety. And Chris Stapleton leads the pack of nominations for the 2018 Country Music Association Awards, announced yesterday, getting five nominations. Jason Aldean and Keith Urban each got three nods. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.